This is Sam Darmacena, and you're listening to CGRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.
So I think the benefit of having a location for the Black artistic community and more generally for the Black community to gather is about that sense of connection. We're really a diverse community here in Toronto. Black folks come from East Africa and West Africa and the Caribbean, and they're Francophones and they're queer and they're Muslim. And, you know, there's so many identities within this diaspora that having a regular space, I think, really creates what we hope will be a unifying space for the community.
That's Alika Hall, Executive Director of NIA Center for the Arts. We talk about NIA Center's history, their recently launched renovation project, and what it means to be building Canada's first Black Arts Center, and how the community can support this work. Alika tells me that NIA Center for the Arts was initially funded through the Youth Challenge Fund in 2008 and credits Ian Kamau for coming up with the idea. She tells me a little bit more about the vision for NIA Center all those years ago.
They were thinking about what does a legacy project look like? And in thinking about legacy, one of the areas that came up was the arts. And, you know, recognizing that Black artists are really, recognized for their creativity, but not really celebrated, supported, or invested in. And there isn't this space that's really dedicated to uplifting and showcasing Black artists, particularly in our city, in Toronto, which is, you know, fairly, you know, ridiculous considering that we have the largest Black community in the country.
Alika says the goal from the very beginning was acquiring a physical space. In 2015, NIA Center moved into their current facility at 524 Oakwood. Earlier this month, they launched their renovation project that will transform their space into Canada's first Black Arts Center. Over the course of a year, 14,000 square feet of space, which was previously a Toronto public health facility, will be completely reimagined.
It's going to be completely gutted in order to create a space that houses, you know, a performance space, an artist studio, gallery exhibition space, digital media lab, a space for young people to sort of, you know, study and hang out. And so all of that's going to take 1 year. So in October 2021, we should be completed.
Alika explains that through the years, NIA Center has been working with Black artists presenting work in their space or other spaces in the city. And she says these renovations will allow them to do more of what they're known for and offer new supports also.
I think the difference is now when we renovate our space, we can house a lot of that programming inside of our space as opposed to renting out spaces elsewhere. And we'll also be able to present dance and theater and music and our own film screenings and our own facility that's designed for that. So that will be sort of the improvement in the new and expanded space.
We talk about the significance of building Canada's first Black Arts Center and why exactly acquiring physical space has been such a big part of NIA Center's vision.
Space is what anchors people, right? When they consistently are able to go somewhere, they feel a sense of belonging, they feel a sense of familiarity, and they can build those sort of lasting connections with each other. When you are constantly moving around and having to rent spaces in one place and then that place shuts down and you go to another place and that place then becomes too expensive or you're pushed out in another space, it's hard to have a sense of place and like a sense of, commitment to somewhere.
We also touch on the anti-Black racism within the Toronto arts community and why spaces like NIA Center can be a breath of fresh air for Toronto talent.
So many Black creatives, producers, event producers talk about this struggle to find spaces where they're actually going to be supported. And we hear stories about, well, you know, we don't really want your kind here, or hip hop, like that's not really the crowd that we want. Or, oh, you know, we see that you're bringing Black folks, but we need to end early. You know, we need to get this event done by 9, we're closing up. And so, you know, in addition to, I think there's lots of people who could speak to the struggles of like finding affordable space in Toronto. On top of that, we're grappling with like anti-Black racism, right? So it adds another layer and challenge and that sense of like isolation, you know, feeling like you're not supported in your own city.
I also asked Alika if the decision to stay in their current facility and neighborhood of Little Jamaica was intentional.
I think it was a bit of luck. One of the criteria for our space search was to find a space that was publicly owned, so that we weren't, you know, investing money into renovating something in a private location where then the landlord could be like, okay, this is great, but I'm ending your lease and selling this property for $1 billion and moving on with my life, right? So the real, yeah, that was one of the main criteria for finding space. And so it happened that there was a public space available in Little Jamaica, but I think, you know, it's an amazing synergy between what has historically been a Black neighborhood that has been developed by, you know, cultural leaders and entrepreneurs and artists to bring, you know, their culture into the city, and to now be able to build on that legacy and create a home for Black arts is really amazing and just a symbol of like the stars aligning, really. So we're grateful that we're able to build on what folks in our city have been doing for decades and continue to bring that energy into the neighborhood.
Alika tells me that the significance of NIA Center's new space will be felt even beyond Little Jamaica and really across the country.
You know, the ability to support and promote and showcase art from Black artists all year round shifts the landscape immediately, right? We're oftentimes so limited to February and Black History Month being the time where we talk about Black Canadian experiences and we showcase, you know, the works of Black artists. And it limits the degree to which people can think about and reflect on how they are, you know, upholding white supremacy or acting in ways that are racist or not supporting the community. And so I think being able to have a year-round conversation allows people to actually think about, understand, experience, reflect, and creates more opportunities for them to support the community directly as well. So my hope is that, you know, from our existence in the community and being able to showcase work year round, that the artistic landscape has more diverse voices, that our city better understands the experiences of Black Canadians, and that, yeah, our community has this place to gather.
Building renovations and COVID restrictions haven't slowed down Alika and the rest of the team at NIA Center. She tells me that they've been finding new ways to support artists who the community has really been leaning on during the last few months in isolation.
For us, that has meant, you know, creating digital spaces where we can bring the community together. So doing like drop-ins, people can just talk about their feelings and what they're going through, hosting artist talks, hosting film screenings, issuing creative challenges. So we tried to keep people still focused on, you know, leveraging or honing their artistic talent by, you know, writing short poems, or we sent out a bunch of disposable cameras to young people who are in some of our summer programs so they could like document their pandemic summer and, you know, talk about that. You know, sending folks books, like just trying to keep that sense of like connection and really honor artists who are essentially helping us get through this.
For folks that want to support NIA Center's work, Alika reminds me that they're currently fundraising for the final cost of construction and purchasing professional equipment for their space.
And so if anyone is interested in supporting Canada's first professional Black arts facility, they can always visit our website at niacenter.org/donate, or just niacenter.org to make a donation. Every little bit helps.
This is Sam Dharmasena, and you've been listening to CJRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Community Radio Fund of Canada.